A former police officer, politicians, and members of the Free State Project took to the steps of Concord City Hall to fight Concord Police's federal application for an armored vehicle. Republican State Senator Andy Sanborn owns a Concord bar and said the Capitol should focus on being a community, not on arming itself.
Because if it's a Bearcat today, is it going to be a peacekeeper tomorrow, and then it's going to be nuclear weapons? I mean, what does a small community of 40,000 people need in order to make sure our citizens are protected?
The Concord School Board will hold a hearing to consider the Bearcat grant Wednesday, and the City Council will vote on it September 9th. About 400 Concord residents have signed a petition opposing the Bearcat. Opponents plan to submit more signatures prior to the City Council vote. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.